वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अवद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके मूकं धृतिवाचालं मङ्गुलङ्गयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणं श्रीपरमानन्दमाधवम्। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 5, text 5. The name of this chapter is Prahlad Maharaj, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. Sri Prahlad Uvacha साधु मन्ये असुरवर्य देहिनम् सदा समुद्विग्न धिया असद्ग्रहः हितात्मपातं गृहन्नन्दकूपम् वनं गतो यद्हरिमाश्रयेत श्रीप्रह्लाद उवाच। प्रह्लाद महाराज रिप्लाई तत् दैट साधु वेरी गुड और द बेस्ट पार्ट ऑफ लाइफ मन्ने आई थिंक असुरवर्य ओ किंग ऑफ द असुरस देहिनाम ऑफ पर्सन्स हु हैव एक्सेप्टेड द मटेरियल बॉडी सदा ऑलवेज समुद्विग्न फुल ऑफ एंजाइटीज धियाम हुज इंटेलिजेंस असत ग्रह बिकॉज ऑफ एक्सेप्टिंग द टेम्पररी बॉडी और bodily relations as real, thinking I am this body and everything belonging to this body is mine, hitva, giving up, atmapatam, the place where spiritual culture or self-realization is stopped, griham, the bodily concept of life or household life, andhakupam, which is nothing but a blind well, where there is no water, but one nonetheless searches for water, banam, to the forest, gata, going, yet, which, Harim, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ashrayata, may take shelter of. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj replied, "O best of the Asuras, king of the demons, Ashkaraj, I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted a temporary body and temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen in a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest, vana. More clearly, one should go to Vrindavan, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent, and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Purport. Hiranyakasipu thought that Prahlad, being nothing but a small boy with no actual experience, might reply with something pleasing, but nothing practical. Prahlad Maharaj, however, being an exalted devotee, had acquired all the qualities of education. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarve gunesh tatra samasate surah harava bhaktasya kuto mahatguna manorathe nasati bhavato vahi. One who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna, consistently manifests all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods. However, he who has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no good qualifications because he is engaged by mental concoction in material existence, which is the external feature of the Lord. So-called educated philosophers and scientists who are simply on the mental platform cannot distinguish between what is actually sat, eternal, and what is asat, temporary. The Vedic injunction is asatama jyotirgama. Everyone should give up the platform of temporary existence and approach the eternal platform. The soul is eternal, and the topics concerning the eternal soul are actually knowledge. Elsewhere it is said, apasyatam atmatattvam grihesu grihamedinam. Those who are attached to the bodily conceptions of life and who thus stick to life as a grihastha, householder, on the platform of material sense enjoyment, cannot see the welfare of the eternal soul. Prahlad Maharaj confirmed this by saying that if one wants success in life, he should immediately understand from the right sources what is his self-interest is and how he should mold his life in spiritual consciousness. One should understand himself to be part and parcel of Krishna and thus completely take shelter of his lotus feet for guaranteed spiritual success. Everyone in the material world is in the bodily conception, struggling hard for existence, life after life. Prahlad Maharaj therefore recommended that to stop this material condition of repeated birth and death, one should go to the forest. In the Varnasram system, one first becomes a brahmachari, then a grihastha, a vanaprastha, and finally a sannyasi. Going to the forest means accepting vanaprastha life, which is between grihastha life and sannyas. As confirmed in the Vishnu Purana, varnasramacharavata purusena parapuman vishnur aradhyate. By accepting the institution of varna and ashrama, one can very easily elevate himself to the platform of worshipping Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, if one remains in the bodily conception, one must rot within this material world and his life will be a failure. Society must have divisions of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaisya and Sudra, and for spiritual advancement, one must gradually develop as a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyasi. Prahlad Maharaj recommended that his father accept Vanaprastha life because as a grihastha he was becoming increasingly demoniac due to bodily attachments. Prahlad recommended to his father that accepting Vanaprastha life would be better than going deeper and deeper into Griham Andhakupam, the blind well of life as a grihastha. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore invite all the elderly persons of the world to come to Vrindavan and stay there in retired life, making advancement in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness.
Om Nagyanat Niranghasya Jnanandana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmay Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Bandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yudhapada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Shakrajatam Saganaragunata Nitantam Sadivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Saganilalita Sri Visakha Nitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishalamasute Devi Pranamami Hari Tri Vansha Kalpataru Vesa Krupa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanidhu Vaishnavidhu Namo 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 Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Se Namo Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
The Lord Nrisimhadeva's appearance is approaching. And from today we are going to discuss the pastimes of Lord Nrisimhadeva with Prahlada Maharaj. That how the Lord, who is very favorable to his devotees, appear to protect his devotee Prahlad. Prahlad Maharaj, though he was a small child, 5 years old child, but he was very much Krishna conscious from his very childhood. And as here we see that when Hiranyakashipu, the greatest demon, who was actually terrorizing all the three worlds, was against Lord Vishnu, and he was trying to even kill Vishnu. So this is the demoniac mentality the demons used to have. And even now also the demoniac people also think like that, there is no God. So anyway, Prahlad Maharaj was sent to Gurukul by Hiranyakashipu, and he was expecting that Prahlad Maharaj would learn the material knowledge from Gurukul, and in that way he would become an expert demon like Hiranyakashipu. That was his intention. And when Prahlad Maharaj went to Gurukul, the Gurukul of Sandhana Amarka, and studied for some time, then the teachers brought Prahlad Maharaj to Hiranyakashipu, and Hiranyakashipu wanted to know that what Prahlad is learning in the Gurukul. And Hiranyakashipu was not very serious about this. He was just, he took Prahlad Maharaj into his lap and fondling him, and in due course of giving his affection to his son, he asked a question to him. And of course Hiranyakashipu was not expecting a serious answer to that question. He was expecting a childish answer from Prahlad Maharaj, as he was thinking he was just an ordinary child. So Hiranyakashipu had asked Prahlad Maharaj that, "My dear son, whatever you have learned till now, please tell me what is the best thing you have learned." And Hiranyakashipu was expecting that Prahlad will give a little childish answer. So he did not know that Prahlad Maharaj was so serious to answer his question in a very serious way, because he was Krishna conscious from the very beginning of his life. When he was in the womb of his mother, he got this transcendental knowledge from Narad Muni, the great spiritual master. So when Hiranyakashipu asked this question, that what is the best thing he has learned from his teachers, then Prahlad Maharaj did not mean his material teachers, the Gurukul teachers. He thought that whatever my spiritual master, who is the giver of the real knowledge. Actually, knowledge means transcendental knowledge. Knowledge does not mean this so-called material knowledge we are getting from schools, colleges and universities. Because this knowledge is related to our body, which is temporary. So this knowledge is also temporary knowledge. But the real knowledge is related to the eternal soul. That's why it has been stated in the scriptures that what is real vidya? What is the real knowledge? Sa vidya ya vimuktai. That is real knowledge which will give information about the path of liberation. How to become liberated from this material bondage, the place of eternal suffering. So, this knowledge, this transcendental knowledge, is actually the goal of our life, that we should get this transcendental knowledge and act on that, by which we can achieve the highest goal of our life, Krishna prema. So this knowledge is not given in schools and colleges or universities. This knowledge has been imparted by the great spiritual masters, from spiritual master to disciple. That's why this parampara is there. So here, Prahlad Maharaj has accepted this knowledge from Narad Muni while he was in the womb of his mother. That's how we see, from the very, very beginning of his childhood, he was fully Krishna conscious. And the love of Godhead had fully developed within him. So he was dancing, chanting the holy name of the Lord, sometimes crying, tears were rolling down from his eyes. Sometimes he would see Krishna and then would go to embrace him. So all these symptoms were seen from his childhood. So when Hiranyakasipu asked this question, what is the best thing he had learned? Prahlad Maharaj answered very seriously. Then he said, Tatsadu manne asura varya dehinam sada samudvigna dhya asatgrahat. So Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear king of the demons, he was addressing his father as the king of the demons. He was not calling him father, king of the demons. And Hiranyakasipu was pleased with that. So anyway, Tatsadhu manne. So Prahlad Maharaj was telling that I consider the best thing, the best knowledge I have received from my spiritual master. And what is that? Sada samudvegna dhya asat grahat. In this material world, people are suffering. Everyone is suffering. Because this place is meant for suffering. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that dukkhalayam asaswatam, this material world is the place of miseries, and this is temporary also. Bhutva bhutta praliyate, this material world is created again and then annihilated again and again. But anyone who will come to this material world, this dukkhalaya, the place, the home of miseries, he cannot enjoy. Yet in place of misery, how one can enjoy? And whatever enjoyment we think we are getting, which is related to our body, is very temporary. This is for a small time, a fraction of a moment. But then the suffering begins. With little enjoyment, then the suffering of a whole life begins. So this is the material world. That's why Prahlad Maharaj says, sada samudvigna dhya asat grahat. That everyone in this material world is udvigna, means full of anxiety. And why they are full of anxiety? Because they have accepted asat. Asat grahat, they have accepted asat as sat. Asat means temporary. So people in this material world have accepted this temporary body as eternal. They are thinking they will never die. This is the greatest wonder, Ashcharya. We see every day someone is dying. Many people are dying, not one even. But we think this death will not come to us. This is a great astonishment. So Yudhishthira Maharaj's answer to Yaksha's question like this. So we have accepted this material body as Sat, means eternal, and we are trying to give happiness to this material body. We think that if we can give happiness to our senses, material senses, then that is the greatest achievement in our life. But this happiness, which is related to the body and bodily senses, is all temporary. This body is temporary, the material senses are temporary, and the happiness derived through these material senses are also temporary. And that leads to unlimited miseries. That's why everyone in this material world is in full anxiety. And this material world is called Kuntalo, full of anxieties. And Vaikuntha is completely opposite to material world, where there is no anxiety. That's why it's called Vaikuntha. So the real happiness is there in Vaikuntha, in Lord's planet. But in material world we are looking for real happiness, but we are not getting. We are always in constant anxiety and constant suffering. That's why Prahlad Maharaj says, Sada samat vigna dhiya asat grahat. We are in constant anxiety because we have accepted asat, this temporary material body, as sat, as permanent. That's why we are suffering because of this body. If there would have no material body, then there would have no suffering. The suffering comes because of this material body. If we would have a spiritual body, then there would have no suffering. So, again Prahlad Maharaj is going into details of this material suffering, which is related to this temporary body. He says, Hitva Atmapatam Guha Andhakrupa. Prahlad Maharaj says that this in this material world, the householders, they have actually fallen in a dark well in the search of happiness. When it is said dark well means there is no water in that well. That's why no one uses that well. No one goes to that well. As a result, the grass covers up the well and it is not visible. So sometimes someone passes through that path and he does not know that there was a well here, because the grass has covered the well perfectly. And when he walks over there, then he falls into the dark well, thinking that he is walking on the land, but he falls into the dark well. And in that dark well, there is no water, and that is full of snakes, mosquitoes, scorpions, and all these insects and reptiles. And when one falls into that well, where there is no water, then what happens? All these insects, reptiles, they all attack from all sides to that person. And he shouts for protection. But who will listen to his shouting? Because he under the dark veil and it is covered. So he shouts, he suffers, he shouts, but no one will come for his rescue. And he has to suffer in that dark veil. So that's why this material, in this material world, this householder life is considered a dark veil. The householder, he suffers from all aspects. His wife uses harsh words. His children, they use harsh words. His relatives, they also use harsh words. And in that way, they give always anxiety to the householder. And because he has taken up that householder life, and he cannot do anything, he has to tolerate or would fight with them. He would be in constant anxiety. So he accepted this householder life thinking that he would be very, very happy in life. He will enjoy. But when he enters into this householder life, things would be different. There will be no enjoyment, only suffering. That's why Prahlad Maharaj says that people, those who have real knowledge of the eternal soul, which is related to the Supreme Spirit Soul, the Supreme Lord. Who has knowledge of the Supreme Lord and is part and parcel of the Eternal Soul. Those people will not hanker for this material happiness and enter into a householder life for eternal suffering. Because they know that this material world, no one can actually enjoy. Everyone has to suffer. And this suffering, sometimes bodily suffering, but most of the time it is mental suffering, which is much more serious than bodily suffering. In bodily suffering, when we get some disease, we suffer to some extent, we can tolerate. But mental suffering becomes intolerable. That's why we sometimes see people become so much in anxiety, mental anxiety, and they would not be able to tolerate that, and they would commit suicide. People commit suicide because of this mental suffering. So, this is much more than bodily suffering, this mental suffering. And this is called adhyatmic suffering. Suffering comes from body and mind. So, this is just like killing the soul. When we are trying to give happiness to this material body, forgetting that we are actually not this body, we are the eternal soul, part and parcel of Krishna. So when we do this, try to give enjoyment to this body, actually we are killing our soul. We are not giving any happiness to the soul. And real happiness comes when we give happiness to the soul, spirit soul. Rayatma suprasiyadati. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, It has been stated that how Atma or the soul will become happy. Savai punsa paro dharma yato bhakti adhokyase. That when one will perform devotional service at the lotus feet of Krishna, yato bhakti adhokyase. And that devotional service ahetuki apratyata. There should not be any material cause, or that cannot be hindered by any material obstruction. That means pure devotional service. When pure devotional service will be performed, then only the soul will be satisfied. Ya atma prasidati. The soul will be satisfied and one will get eternal happiness. But when we forget the soul and try to give happiness to the body, then we are opening the doorway for suffering in this material world. That's why Prahlad Maharaj said, Atma Patam. This is like killing the soul when one is trying to give happiness to the material senses, material body. He is actually killing the soul. Atma Patam. That means he is coming spiritual suicide. So, to get rid of this Gruha Andhakupam, how to get rid of this Gruha Andhakupam? Because we have fallen in this blind well of material existence. To get rid of this, there is only one way. One has to hitva gruha andhakupam banangata yad haring asrayeta. The only way is that you give up this householder life, this blind well of material existence. And what you do then, go to bana, go to the forest. And Srila Prabhupada specifically mentions that vana means even if one goes to the forest, still he cannot be happy unless he performs devotional service to Krishna in the forest. Many people, they go to the forest, become sadhus, but they don't worship Krishna. There are so many sadhus wandering, but they don't worship Krishna. Then they cannot get rid of this material existence unless they worship Krishna. That's why Prabhupada says, if you have to go to a forest, then go to Vrindavan forest. Vrindavan. Why one has to come to Vrindavan forest? Because here in Vrindavan, Krishna consciousness is prevalent all the time. Wherever you go, you hear Radhe Radhe. You hear Jai Sri Krishna. So, someone is chanting Hare Krishna. You can hear Kirtan. You can see the deities. Wherever you go, there are so many temples in Vrindavan. More than 5,000 temples. So, wherever you go, you see Krishna's deity form, you hear Krishna's holy name, you hear the pastimes of Krishna, so many sadhus are speaking about Krishna. So that means Krishna consciousness is always prevalent in Vrindavan. And this is the best place to become Krishna conscious. And if a person comes to Vrindavan, and he loses this opportunity to become Krishna conscious, then he is very, very unfortunate. He is captured by Krishna's illusory energy. Staying in Vrindavan, but mind is in Maya. then he would not get the benefit of staying in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is meant to cultivate Krishna consciousness. Then only we can achieve the highest destination of our life. That's why Prabhupada saying, come to Vrindavan where Krishna consciousness is prevalent. That means you cultivate Krishna consciousness here. Get rid of Maya. Don't fall into Maya again by coming to Vrindavan. Because Krishna says, Daivi esa gunamai mama maya durapte. It is very difficult to overcome my Maya Shakti. But Mangeva jo prapadyante maya metan taranti. Anyone who will take shelter of me, only he can get rid of Maya. So coming to Vrindavan means taking shelter of Krishna. Your mind, your life, I have no one in this material world except you. Please give me shelter at your lotus feet. Please save me from these clutches of your Maya Shakti. That's why Prahlad Maharaj says, Harim Ashrayet. That one should come to forest or Vrindavan forest and take shelter of Lord Hari. That is most important, to take shelter of Hari. And this is the best knowledge I have received from my spiritual master. So Hiranyakasipu was not expecting this answer. It was too much for him. And Hiranyakasipu thought that this Prahlad, my son, has been spoiled in the Gurukul. The devotees of Krishna, they are very clever. And they come in disguise and preach Krishna consciousness and make people Krishna conscious. So he chastised the teachers that you are all not careful. You don't see that who is coming to your Gurukul and teaching my son this Krishna consciousness. So he started chastising Sandrayana Amarka. But anyway, this knowledge was not coming from Sandrayana Amarka. It was coming from Sri Narad Muni, which Prahlad has learned in the womb of his mother. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj spoke the ultimate truth of life. Hiranyakasipu had asked, what is the best thing you have learned? And Prahlad Maharaj told this thing, this is the best thing in life I have learned. So anyway, Prahlad Maharaj was very Krishna conscious from the very beginning, and also he remained Krishna conscious until the end of his life. And Prahlad Maharaj is also still there in Sital Loka. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Yes, this is a natural thing here in Vrindavan, but in the other places actually Prabhupada created so many Vrindavans outside of Vrindavan. Prabhupada established so many temples of Krishna. And he created the replica of Vrindavan in those places by hearing and chanting. He established hearing and chanting. That's why in all of our temples, we have everyday Bhagavatam class, Bhagavad Gita class. Kirtan is going on and devotees are engaged in devotional service to Krishna. So wherever there are deities of Krishna, where are devotees of Krishna, and wherever Krishna consciousness is being cultivated, that also is Vrindavan. And devotees, those who are staying there and serving Krishna, can also avail that opportunity. Prabhupada, that's why created this society and created many temples, established many temples all over the world. So people in different places can take shelter of Krishna's temple and in that way become Krishna consciousness.
So if someone is already serving here in the name, so does he have to continue to serve?
No, if he is serving in one place and he is fully Krishna conscious, then he does not have to come. He may come to visit, that's okay. But Prabhupada is instructing this for the people who are rotting in Graha Andhakupa. They should give up that situation and come to Vrindavan and become Krishna conscious. If someone is already Krishna conscious, has taken shelter of Krishna and serving Krishna, then he is in Vrindavan. It is all in consciousness. Many people are staying in Vrindavan, but their consciousness is somewhere else, out of Vrindavan. That means they are not in Vrindavan. But someone is staying outside of Vrindavan, always thinking of Krishna here in Vrindavan. He is in Vrindavan. Arise.
Jaya Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.